Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey,
hey,
before you get to your thing, I just want to give a special shout out. I want to give a special
plugs, everyone.
Shout out to our amazing boss, Susan Larkin. Yesterday, she came upstairs, as she promised, waited in the lounge for our secret show to be over to give us a tour of 95.7 The Game. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday, me, Yuzette, Sarah, Vaughn, Rudy, we all went downstairs. And
Rudy stayed.
Yeah.
Rudy, like, hit it off with those guys and just sat down in there.
Well, he used to work for The Game.
Oh!
That's where...
No wonder!
When I first met him, our friend Rudy...
He was on their show, right?
Yeah, he was on the morning show there at 95.7, and then they were let go from there, and then they went to, like, KMBR, and then things kind of broke apart there.
I see.
So
what a nice group of people.
Yes.
Like, super welcoming and very sweet. Like, I just was like, these guys are great.
Yep.
And gals.
Yep.
So I just wrote thank you to our big boss, Susan, bringing everybody together. She's always hugging, always smiling.
Always
all
talking.
The lunches.
Big talker.
And Vinny, everyone missed you. I just want to throw that out there. The guys at The Game were like, Where's Vinny? So.
Well, thanks,
really,
guys.
I was like, he's right here in my pocket.
Oh, that's so funny.
He's sleeping, though. He's napping.
We locked him up.
Pick me jokes. Spring.
Woo. Thank you.
Actually,
I'm here all week.
I don't know what the drive home for you yesterday was like. There were at least, I want to say probably 4 major accidents.
Oh, man.
The wind was so gnarly, people were stopping.
I drove home in sunshine yesterday.
Shut up!
I'm telling you, we put off getting these trees in our backyard taken down. The ones, you know, finally the trouble with the trees is about to be over. We have these 3 huge dead trees that have to come down. Yesterday was the scheduled day, and we're like, it's going to be a huge storm. You got to put it off till Friday. And I'm driving home in the sunshine going, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, it was bad down. So there was also standing water to the point where entire lanes
were not usable.
No one was going through them.
Yeah.
Going around the fast lane on 280. Making everybody sort of...
Right.
Merge.
A lot
merge,
of spots
around,
on 280
around.
That... what is it? A dip in the road?
Yeah.
What causes that?
That's it. Mm.
The dip in the road. The dreaded dip.
So that was a trip. So that's what I was up to while you guys were high-fiving get the game.
Yeah. Well, we were only there for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. It's 6:10. What should I just go? I'm gonna dump the song.
You got some
and,
stuff?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Have
you met my producer? I got tons of stuff over here.
I went yesterday to this new client that we have. I'm gonna start talking about them next week, but it's called Bebo Salon.
I'm on a roll.
Oh.
Bebo Salon. Those people are so nice. Huge.
Yeah, you're gonna get your. They're gonna do your hair.
They did my hair yesterday.
Oh, let me see what you got.
It's called a calligraphy cut.
All right.
Did you ever do calligraphy?
Yeah.
I did too.
I like it.
They use this. It's a new trend that it's a calligraphy.
It's like
pen.
An angle.
Yeah.
That's
it's
really
cool.
Pretty.
It looks like when she's doing it, I go, let me see that instrument. I go, whoa, that looks like a vape pen because it's kind
and
of.
And that's what they're cutting with?
Well, inside that little metal piece that's angled is a razor blade.
Oh.
And so they do it like one by one. It's really cool.
So my mom. You know, I had bad haircuts my whole life because my mom
was cutting
beauty
it.
School dropout was, yeah, I know how to do this. I got my own tools. But one of the things she had was a straight razor with a safety guard on it. And she would cut by just running it along your hairdo.
Yeah.
And it looked awful. I'm assuming that this is the new and improved version
of
that. Yeah.
In the hands of a trained professional.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah, it looks really good.
They're very sweet.
Did you take some pictures of it when it was first done?
We're gonna
post some of them.
We're gonna do that on Monday. I sent some pictures to Brad to put on the website.
This portion of the program is brought to you by Zelle. You can check UZ out right now by going to RadioAlice.com/watch. That's where our cameras are. Oh, look, she's doing her modeling poses. Oh, that looks good. Girl, you still got it.
Yeah,
it's nice to be in your 50s and still have it, huh?
I don't know.
You're 50?
Says the guy who's almost 50.
Yeah, your birthday's coming up in a month, 5 weeks or so.
But didn't he just tell us he's...
Who are you talking to?
You.
You fool.
Oh.
His birthday's in a month and a half, and we're going to be here for it for the first time in forever.
That's right. Big plans, Vinny. Big plans.
You know, nobody wants to know about their birthday, right?
I like my birthday. Hooman likes his birthday.
I like my birthday. I like my birthday
stuff.
I like bringing all my
friends
together.
Still young enough to like his... Yeah, I know you do.
To honor
you, huh?
Celebrate you.
Me
celebrate
them. Them celebrate me.
Honor me.
Aww.
Anyway, you can look into the studio all day long. We have, well, all morning long, we have a live camera feed. And then Vaughn, who does our camera work for us, he loops the show throughout the day. And on the weekends, it's all like a best of.
Yeah.
But it's always on. There's always something coming through at RadioAlice.com/watch.com. A new way to send money from your banking app. Zelle. Z-E-L-L-E. This is how money moves. Learn more at ZellePay.com.
What was going on with you in the picture at the... What's up with you?
What do you mean?
At the game?
Yeah, look at your face.
Let me see it. Well, they took 50 pictures. Cool. I'm sure they picked the one that's the worst of me.
What's up there?
I think I'm... Look, we were in these positions for quite some time, Vinny.
Hooman looks good, though.
Oh, of course, Hooman. I'm sure he picked the picture
too.
Out.
Hooman looks great.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Looks like I'm talking to the camera person or something.
Yeah,
like, do this or that.
You're not in a...
But at least, you know, I've certainly seen worse pictures of me than that one.
Hooman's boyfriend looks great, too.
Which one's Hooman's
Rudy
boyfriend?
Rudy is handsome as could be.
Yeah.
That beard's coming in nice.
Yeah, I don't mind that beard. I know you're making fun right now, but I actually think he looks pretty good.
No, it's fine. I just, who even notices that the guy's...
I didn't realize he was growing new facial hair.
He's like, oh, you didn't know? No, why would I have noticed that? No, he's a good-looking kid, though. And he was excellent on yesterday's Secret Show.
As usual, he's a great little addition.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
I thought that was...
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Written a review, and there were more than one quote from him, a couple Hooman quotes, a couple of my quotes, as they were like... This made me, this. I was all, wow, it was a good show.
Yeah, it was a really funny show.
We did a doozy.
Did his whole story about Italy is a good one. Have you ever watched the show Treehouse Masters?
No.
Oh, I forgot the picture.
It's so great. It's like if you had the money to have your dream treehouse come true. And you had the property to do it on. Mm-hmm. There is a company called, I think they're called Treehouse Masters. I think that's the name of this
place.
Or
Nelson Treehouse.
Oh, Nelson Treehouse. Is that it? Yeah. They'll come and you tell them what you want, and they look for trees on your property to do it on, and they figure it out, and they build you a dream. They build the most. They're better than some people's houses. Well, Shaq's is definitely better than most people's houses. So... Go ahead.
You want to show?
Sure, absolutely. So is this the pictures of Shaq's?
Yeah, this is Shaq's treehouse.
So here's the thing with that. That looks like a home.
Yeah, it's a home built up in a tree.
Like, he's not even climbing the tree to get into it. There's a staircase.
Yeah.
So that's, I think you left tree. Yeah, he's got a bar in that thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're not talking about forts here. We're talking about houses that are up in trees.
I think they left the tree houses we envision them. They left that behind.
Well, that's because as we envision them, there are a couple planks shoved in the crotches of trees. And, look at that. That is fan-freaking-tastic. Oh, that's right, Shaq.
Property in his backyard or whatever,
Sarah? I guess so. Just somewhere in his on his property. But it's going to be on so it's an Animal Planet show. I'm not sure why it's on it. Oh, my God. And, of course, there's a portrait of him. Show Vinny the portrait.
I saw the portrait.
That is so funny. And he's all dressed up fancy in the portrait. Like, that is so silly. Does he even have a monocle on?
He does. He's got he's got a good sense of humor.
So Shaq is on tonight's episode, and he's got, and they build you. I think they only feature people, and they're not throwing them any freebies. It doesn't appear. These are people who clearly have money and have these dreams to have these. And some people, the budget is clearly much smaller, and other people have $150,000 to $200,000 to spend on these.
That treehouse is as good as any carriage house you could ever hope to have.
Absolutely,
you could rent that out.
The and people do. They Airbnb these places, and they, you know, do whatever it is they're going to do
with
them.
I always looked for places like that when I was living alone and or you know a renter. I always had this idea that if you could just get one of those carriage houses on some, you know, oh God, what's it? What's that kid's name that was on OJ's property?
Oh, he lived in the guest house. What was his name?
Kiki? Kiyoki?
Kalo.
Kalo.
Whatever.
Why can we not think of that? That dude was in our life for a decade.
I know.
Kato Kalin.
Right. Not because of him, but he's an example of the reason I was looking for those types of homes.
You look for a darling little cottage.
You live on a mansion, but you're just living in the little backyard house. Mm-hmm. They're hard to find.
Yes. There are a lot of them out there, but people are like, well, I'm not moving out of this. This is perfect.
Right. Well, and also they get one look at you. Or, I mean, me, and go, no.
Yeah.
No. Oh, young lady, you'd be great.
Sure. You seem like a quiet, nice girl who could live in our cottage. Anyway, if you've ever watched Tree Masters, you know what I'm talking about with these extravagant things. So it's got a bar, a lounge, a dartboard, a poker table, and, of course, the portrait of Shaq on the wall. His treehouse is nicer than a lot of people's actual houses. So I don't know what he spent on that thing. It doesn't look like he skimped at all, and he certainly has plenty of money. So I'm sure they do often talk about what the budget is, too, on this show. So you know about the level.
I bet they didn't talk about the budget on this one because it looks extravagant.
Budget. And there was no budget. Just build it. It'll be the best thing ever.
Someone says the treehouse master guy has his own treehouse hotel in Oregon.
Oh, fun.
And it looks like you could rent it out for parties or whatever.
Oh. Eddie Ift is doing that.
Doing what?
What's he doing?
Eddie Ift is a comedian that comes on the show all the time, and he's a guy that had the bingo bus, right?
Yeah.
Remember, he came through town with the bus,
the
and that ended horribly. The thing broke down, and they had to truck it back. And so instead, they're doing a bingo campground, and they're going to camp.
You mentioned
in Washington in treehouses.
I bet that's where he's going.
That might be it.
Well, it's in Washington though.
Didn't you just say that's in Washington?
Said Oregon.
In Oregon. Hold on. It's 30 minutes south. Okay, maybe the texter was wrong because this says 30 minutes from Seattle.
Oh, that's
along
Washington.
Along is it Raging River? Yeah, it's called Raging River.
That might be the spot. So they're putting together a whole thing where they're selling, you know, it's a weekend or whatever, but they're selling tickets to, there's beer, live comedy, music. He's putting together
that's brilliant. He's putting together a comedy festival.
It's a festival.
Yeah. That's great.
In tree houses in
it's
Seattle.
Freaking great. I wonder how many tree houses there are.
I don't know.
That sounds so
fun. Oh, and I think because pot's legal there, there's even the talk of some doobie weed.
Why
the dangerous part, though, is that if you are drinking or getting high, whatever, you're going to be walking up and down. I mean, people are going to be falling out.
Well, maybe they have guardrails.
Well, I would hope that he has worked out the signature releases.
Sign this piece of paper that
the nearby attractions are farmers markets, hiking trails, restaurants.
Oh, that sounds delightful. Good God, y'all. Anyway, tree houses. Happy Friday.
You have one? You lived in the woods.
I do not have a tree
house. No. When you were a kid.
I had a tree house that I built. Oh. It was nothing like these tree houses.
Right.
Yeah. I did live in the woods, and we did have. And you'd have to rebuild it every year. Yeah. It was the first one we had was in this big apple tree, humongous apple tree. And we built just a platform and then put a little bit of sheeting up above. And then that apple tree died. I don't know why. It was old. It was a big one.
Or it was the giant nails you'd driven into it as stairways.
Don't say that. I feel bad if I'm the one
Two by fours right into the side of the thing. Yeah. There's your first step.
And then we had one just out in the woods. And that one, I just got so, other people found it, other kids. So it wasn't, you know, it just got, it wasn't elaborate or anything. But that one was, like, the apple tree, you could just climb the apple tree. That was an easy tree to climb, which is why we put the stuff up there. That was on in my yard. But the other one, you had to nail the rungs onto the
right.
tree. And it was dangerous at best. People are watching. I'm a monkey. I like to pop pimples. I'm sorry. I'm going to admit it right now. I'm into it. You know, like grooming other people.
I don't get the monkey connection. Oh,
it's just
the,
you know, picking
at your picking
at
friends.
Your partners and your
All
friends.
Right.
But I don't want. I don't sit on YouTube, and I know people do this, and we've had this conversation before. Like people watch.
Yeah.
Pimple popping.
Someone said this on. Last time I did a story on it, someone said on Instagram there are videos you can watch. There's a person you can follow.
Yeah. Her
name is Dr. Pimple Popper.
That's
Dr.
it.
Dr. Sandra Lee,
that's
I think
right.
is her name.
So she is a YouTube star. She goes by the name Dr. Pimple Popper, and that's basically all her channel is. TLC did a special on her in January, and it's been so popular that they're giving her a show. She is getting her own series this summer. It's called Dr. Pimple Popper, mm-hmm. which is a super creative name. That's your learning channel right there, TLC.
I love that channel. I'm always on that channel.
The show is casting right now. If you've got something going on, big boil on your butt or something, I don't know what
or
you got.
Or even like the one I saw, which it must be the special, this guy had a tumor on his back.
Oy.
And so it's not just like pimples or cysts or whatever. I mean,
it's just awesome dermatological problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they're casting for it. You can apply now at TLC.com. And often now is the time to apply because that thing's going to go at some point.
Well, that's the problem is anyone who's ever had anything like that, and I have, is those things aren't forever. You've got to get over here now.
Yeah. That thing's ready to blow.
You can only farm those for so long before they're gonna go.
Yep.
You don't want it to go on your shirt while you're at work or whatever.
That's for sure. TLC.com.
Got it.
Before it goes on your shirt, get yourself a little airtime.
If I could, for the teens out there, I know that your parents and your other people, and you're even going to hear me now say, don't pick at your face.
Yeah.
Because you can't help it, and you just want to get rid of that thing. It's your face. You can't hide it. You show up at school, and there's the berry on your nose. But, man, you'll scar yourself up if you can just face the day without picking at your skin. Your adult skin will be so much better.
You'll thank yourself down the line.
God, the scars. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. You don't look bad.
Well, everybody's got them, though.
Oh, absolutely. I have one right here. See that little brown mark right there?
No.
You can't see that?
You have perfect skin.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
You can see that little divot right there? I have one on my forehead, too. A little divot.
Where you just went at something
I just
that you
couldn't,
shouldn't have.
I am that person, though. I cannot not do it.
Well,
no matter what it is.
Most of us are that person. I'm giving the info that the kids are going to ignore. Right. I'm wasting our time. They're going to ignore it, too.
Well, our time's up.
When you get there with the scars, though, into adulthood, you'll go, man.
I should have listened to Vinny.
I wish someone would have told. Okay, well,
I'm sure everyone's telling them.
All right. So drunken Uber riding can cost you.
Oh, is that so?
Also, straight guys watching gay porn?
Okay.
After these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:33, and it is Friday morning. I don't think we've given Friday enough love yet. Friday.
I agree, Sarah.
Just got off to a weird little start. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh, you okay, Bryn? Bryn had to book
chair?
It in here. Well, he and Hooman are coordinating.
It's elaborate.
There's
when
so
he
much
gets
music
into
today.
The music,
sure.
That guy, he just has so
well,
much
I
detail.
I want it to be
passion.
Good. I, you know, I like the music cues to be a certain place, and I care.
He's a hard boss, you know?
And
don't do that. Move it over there. No. Erase that. Nope.
Wait, this is for her music segment?
No, this is for an Oscar. Yeah. It's an Oscar thing, and I had already given Bryn all the this week's new releases. And there isn't actually all that much. You probably could have handled this too. But I thought, let's give it to Hooman. Hooman's certainly done this stuff. And Hooman, of all of us, really cares about the song nominations, the music nominations, and the Oscars. So he's going to do an Oscar segment coming up.
Without you, my friend.
Is that on the list?
No, it's not. It didn't even get a nomination. It's like one of the biggest
And your song,
crimes.
From Olive, didn't get a nomination, which is amazing.
Song is just one of
the biggest crimes
beautiful.
In the history.
It is so beautiful.
And instead,
all right, I won't play that.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. A long way where we've been, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. Oh, that's such a good song.
I could automatically cry when I hear that song.
Well, it makes you think about everybody that you've lost in your life. It's like, it just hits all the right notes.
Dude, wait till I see you. I'm going to tell you all the stuff that happened that you missed.
Come on, it's Friday, guys.
Well, just to tease it, at 7 o'clock, we're going to play what Rolling Stone considers to be some of the best Oscar songs and some of the worst Oscar songs.
These are winners or just nominees?
Winners.
These won.
I want
winners. This part of the show is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons. I often do.
Thunder.
Thunder. Thunder. They are coming to the Concord Pavilion on July 24th. The tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. Tomorrow is Saturday. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock at LiveNation.com. Alice has tickets before you can even buy them. We'll give them to caller number 9, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons. The San Antonio Spurs return to Warriors ground on Thursday, March 8th. All fans will receive a Warriors t-shirt courtesy of Bay Area BMW. Get tickets at Warriors.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She's excellent.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
She's got a great show.
Call Hot Dog, get by its real name.
Her out this afternoon.
You can believe that you just don't feel the same.
Nobody parties like Jane.
Jane!
Love her. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather from the storm, the biggest storm of the winter that's moving through the Bay Area and the Sierras right now. So we did, in fact, get snow.
How
and
much?
A lot of rain. I don't have...
Did we get 7 feet of snow, Vincent?
No, we did not, but we're not done. Let's see here. What's the date on that? Oh, actually, maybe we did.
Oh!
There's some spots that did get,
Hot ass Danielle went up to Tahoe this week. Yeah. She went in anticipation of this storm, so she got up there early and didn't have to drive through the mucky muck.
Smart.
And she said they got a lot of snow, but that it's so stormy and windy that they had like one lift open.
Oh,
like you
bummer.
Can do about we did five runs and then bailed.
Yeah, it was blizzard conditions, whiteout conditions. They even shut down the roads because there was no visibility. It's looking like yesterday they got up to about a foot from the storm. There's more expected today and more rain expected, and some rain fell on my drive in today as well. So be prepared for that. Lots of flight cancellations here in the Bay Area. 150 flights canceled.
Yeah, a lot of places are
at
doing
Bay Area
too.
Airports due to weather. I-80 closed in both directions due to no visibility. So
up at the pass?
I don't have the exact location, but it's just everywhere
they're
you
saying,
go. State line from state line to Colfax.
Yeah, there you go.
Zero visibility.
The East Coast is getting slammed pretty hard right now, too. They've canceled like a quarter of the flights out of Logan. And
Boston is getting it. They're talking about flooding for Boston.
Right, because it's not coming down as snow, a lot of it.
You never hear that.
You don't, really.
So anyway, the storm continues to be a thing. Just know that as you get up and out today that it's not past. There's more rain expected today and some more tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Let's see what
I'll try to be prepared, Vinny.
That'd
batten down the hatches.
Sure. Well, you know.
Sure.
Just be ready.
I had to take in all my cushions for my furniture. outside.
Is that what you're up to?
Well, that's you know, one of the many things you got to do. You don't want those to get all waddly. They get all mildewy.
Where do you put them? You don't have a garage.
You know, do you have to rub that in at every possible?
I try. I just can't believe you would do that to your husband. You don't have a garage.
Thanks, Hughes. We're not car people. He's got a workshop. Oh, he has a little shed.
What happened to your garage? Did you get rid of it, or it just didn't come with one?
Let me ask you a question. Didn't come with one.
What's the difference between a shed and a garage? Can you tell me?
A garage you can park your car in. A shed is, he's just like a little 10x12.
Shed has everything except a car in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So it's like many people's garages, everything except a car in it.
Oh. Okay.
What are you eyeing about? Is that your garage? Your garage is basically a shed that's attached to your house?
No, I park my car in there.
Oh, good.
Especially since it's tiny. I could only fit that tiny car in there.
Yeah, our cars sit outside.
Oh, well.
Under these pepper trees. That
you're not
just
car people,
rain
though, right?
Crap.
I mean,
we're
you
not
just said
at
it.
All.
Who cares? Whatever.
Yeah. Who cares?
It's no thing.
But don't miss any opportunity to rub my nose in it, Yuzi.
You got it.
Oh, thank you.
Week ago, let me find this cat's name. Kenny Bachman was getting wasted with his friends in Morgantown, West Virginia. That's where West Virginia University is.
Morning, Morgantown. It's a Joni Mitchell song.
Oh. What?
Buy your dreams a dollar down.
Wow. Morning. Everything you say can be a song.
Yeah. Well, this break seems like it.
Yeah. Anyway, on Friday night, he tried to take an Uber back to his friend's place. He was completely blacked out drunk, though.
Well, how good that he's responsible enough to get in an Uber and be responsible and not take a car out on the road. You know what? This is a story about a guy who needs to be applauded, Kenny Bachman.
When he woke up, or came to, or however you want to word that, his
was
Uber
the guy
driver,
trying to kick
his,
him out of the car?
No, his Uber driver told him, "We're still about an hour away from your destination."
What?
So Kenny Bachman was all, "What did you just say to me? An hour from, but I only had to go to my buddy's." It turns out that he'd used the Uber app super drunk.
Oh no. Oh no.
And instead of using his friend's address, he punched in his home address, which was 300 miles from the West Virginia location where he was partying.
Oh, he took an Uber to his home address.
According to Google Maps, it's over 300 miles from West Virginia University to his place in New Jersey, which is right near Philly, which if you've never spent time in that area, you can cross states pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it.
That is expensive, isn't it?
They crossed at least four states, and his final fare was $1,600.
Man.
Oh, no.
They say here it would have been about half that, but he accidentally also ordered an Uber XL while he was at it.
Oh, Jesus, this guy, drunk Ubering, it's almost as bad as drunk driving. Not as bad, but almost.
Uber XL is more expensive because you get a bigger ride.
Yeah. And if you got a lot of people, you have to order the XL, you know.
When he came to, he was almost home. So he had no choice but to finish the ride. Turning around would have just, he was almost there.
Yeah. And he is the one who put that address in. That's not the Uber guy's fault.
He says, well, it's surprising the Uber guy didn't go, "No, man, I'm trying to do a couple runs here before I head home and call it a night. I'm not trying to drive to Philly."
Can an Uber guy turn down a ride if
yes,
it's too far away?
Absolutely. It happens to me all the time, mostly with Uber, but rarely with Lyft.
Where are you going?
They know in advance. Do you put in the address in advance?
I think they have to accept the ride first, and then they find out.
Yeah, they don't know.
There's something about that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're tricking their own drivers.
Yeah, I had one drop me off one time. This is as far as I'm going. I would need to come to the city, and he took me as far as to Millbrae.
So what'd you say?
I was like, "Dude, are you kidding me?" And so I had to call my friend Jim.
"Dude, are you kidding me? Nope, get out.
I said, "This guy's telling me I have to get out of his car. He's only going as far as Millbrae. Can you come pick me up?" And so, you know, my friend Jim that drives a taxi. And so
Shame.
He goes, have him drop you off whatever Millbrae Hotel, and I'll come get you.
Oh,
I think I was going to an event here, something. But I was desperate.
Yeah, I need to get there.
Yeah.
I've had a couple times where I've been in Berkeley, and friends, they take public transportation down, and then they're like, hey, can you get us an Uber back to Napa? And I'm like, absolutely, So I'll do, and then the driver says, oh, I'm not driving to Napa. Sorry, I accepted this. You'll have to cancel it on your end. And, sometimes you get charged the $5.
Right.
And what are you going to do? I mean, you just got to grin and bear it.
Well, there's those Uber or Lyft guys that are out there grinding all day, but I think part of the sort of appeal of that gig is that some people just do a couple drives.
Yeah, I've got 2 hours. Or
whatever.
You from West Virginia to New Jersey.
I think it's fair to say someone goes Napa.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't.
I'm just
trying
to get
pick my kids up at 3.
Runs. Yeah.
So what was the final bill?
$1,600. This guy ended up paying for his Uber ride from West Virginia University to New Jersey Philly border area. He says, it's all pretty embarrassing, and I still have to go back to West Virginia to get my bags.
Oh, man.
Because he'd gone there to party with his friends. And...
Oh, they could mail those back.
Yeah, let's FedEx just, that. Probably.
Yeah, get those things sent back.
It sounds like because he
Use
disappeared
UPS,
from his friends, too, it sounds like he's one of those drunk disappear guys. Like, you'd think they'd go find him he'd be with them.
Right.
You know the drunk disappear guy.
I do.
Yeah.
Where you just, you've looked for him a few times in the past, but you're just...
Where the hell?
Oh, he's fine. Wherever he is, he's fine. He always shows up the next day.
He'll turn up minus a shoe with a story.
Right. Can't wait to hear it.
This is a weird one. I mean, it doesn't matter, but it is weird. According to the people at YouPorn, a quarter of straight guys say they watch gay porn.
Well, all porn is kind of hot.
40% of women say they watch straight women say they watch lesbian porn.
Well, it comes down to kind of what you want to see, I guess. We used to know this guy. Was his name Gus? The gay porn star?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was in the old building, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might have been Gus. I don't recall.
He gave us a video, an actual full size videotape, kids, of one of the pornos that he'd done.
You watched it, didn't you?
I did watch it. He was on the show and he was friendly and we liked him. And I was like, oh, hey, John, look at this. And so we sat and we were watching it. And I'm like, okay, well. And he's like, well, it is the motion you're looking for. Like it's,
John said that?
Yeah, we were going to check this thing out, and he's like, it's funny because, I wouldn't pick gay porn, but I'm looking at it, and it's like, it is still kind of hot.
He said that.
And I thought the same thing. Like, you're still getting the motion that you're, I'm still seeing more or less thing that I'm trying to see.
Huh.
I was like, oh, look at that. So I'm not super surprised by that. I guess maybe, if you are really a straight guy, I'm assuming here these people aren't lying to us that they are straight and they like gay
right,
porn.
No, I agree, and that's why I think it's weird. It's not someone who's closeted trying to find their way out. It's someone who's choosing to watch
Maybe
two dudes do it.
Maybe they saw some, or they like the taboo part of it or something.
Maybe.
Everybody's turned on by different stuff, but 25% of dudes, huh?
Yeah, it's a quarter.
It's a lot. It seems high.
I'm looking for a naked lady myself.
Yep.
And so I have watched lesbian porn,
uh-huh.
And I've watched straight porn.
Right.
But I don't think I would get where I don't think I'm seeing what I need to see with two dudes.
Would it make you feel uncomfortable or it's
no,
just
No, I just or, not. And I'm not saying it's gross. I'm just saying I know what I want to see.
Right. And it seems like that's missing.
Dudes don't have a woman area, therefore, and I've already got one of the things they got.
I don't need another one of those.
I'm trying to look at something else entirely. Mm. But thanks. So, birthdays. They came up earlier.
They did.
They're fun, right?
Everybody has them.
Yours
Everybody
is coming
them.
Up.
Well, that's not part of the
April
story
12th,
here.
Everybody.
Yay!
For the record, I'm one of those grown-ups that has had enough birthdays and realizes that I'm all grown and it's all good.
Yeah.
I don't need.
Well, we'll let you off the hook this year because it's only your 49th.
Oh. Is it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was born in 69. Nice. Of course he was.
I know, right?
Oh, really? You're looking into that somehow? Anyway.
I'm not alone there.
I guess it's a thing for kids to smash their birthday cake on their first birthday. You familiar with that?
No, I've never seen that, and I haven't been to that many first birthday parties, or at least not in a few years. We always, at my house, we do this, and it doesn't matter how old you are or how young, we take a bite of the birthday cake. You're allowed to smash your face into it.
Oh, so that's it, though.
But it's not smash the cake. It's put your face. The whole point is that now you've got frosting all over your face. It's not a... The cake is still edible.
Oh, after.
If you cut out the place that got bitten.
It says here, there's a tradition where the kid smashes the birthday cake at their first birthday, and now adults are doing it. You're going to see the smash cakes at people's 30th birthday all over Instagram and Facebook here very soon.
Well, if it's trending, we're doing it.
So there you go. 30th birthday, you're supposed to smash your cake.
Oh. Just with your face? Is that the...
I honestly don't know, but I didn't know that seems the first
like a
birthday
a serious
trend
waste of good cake.
Yeah.
Like, I really actually wanted a piece of that. Can you just throw me a hunk or something?
Yeah, I mean, I also... Look, I hold off
starving.
On dessert a lot, and here I am. I've come to this event.
Right.
Could you not spit all over it when you blow the candles out, and can I get a slice of that?
Right.
I've got some pictures of the new trend.
You got the smash
cakes. Oh, these
cakes.
Are the smash cakes.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Is it?
They're 1 year old, and they can't really, like, you know, they don't know what they're doing, so they're grabbing at the cake, and they're trying to eat it with...
All right, so that's a 1 year old, though. Do you have the 30 year olds doing it?
No.
Okay.
That's pretty freaking... Look at that kid. That's so funny.
It's adorable.
It actually looks like he's got he just destroyed a squirrel. Like he's got, you know, the frosting, I guess, is red because the kid looks like he's got gore all over him. Oh, that one's clearly a chocolate cake. Oh,
look at that. That's fun. Well, I guess I didn't get that right on my kid's first birthday.
Oh, that's funny. You know what, though? Mom's got to clean that up. I'm actually looking at that going, no. Oh. Look, they even put a towel down underneath. They put actually.
Sure they did.
They're just going to drop those clothes in the trash and drop that kid in a tub. Fold up the towel and throw it away.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Yuzette, don't be a killjoy or a mom. I can drink and climb trees if I want.
Just concern for your safety is all.
Maybe they'll have one of those rigs where you have to, you know, with the little carabiner in there. So if you fall off, you only drop a few feet.
Oh.
You know, like the rock climbers do. You have to, like, click it onto a wire.
Who were you talking about in The Lost 30? You said there was a narcissist and female, but I thought Hooman was a guy. What's that lady's name?
Gonzalez.
Gonzalez is her first.
That's her last name, though, young. Yeah?
Well, it might be her last name, but that's what she wants to be called, and
that's what she was going.
That's
by.
What they put up when they put her up. I didn't see another name.
Stephanie Gonzalez.
Okay. Gonzalez.
Well, she got spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, it's been 2 days.
Yeah. Well,
I think we did a pretty good job of not. I didn't even give a gender yesterday. I thought, you know, we were anti-spoilers yesterday.
650 says, just want to let you know, Rudy is gold. Love him. Mm-hmm. You know what's so funny? Boy, the traveling the countryside and getting with randoms, that's for young people, apparently. Because as I listen to his story, I'm like, with someone you just met?
Yeah.
Right on you.
Oh, they really did go for all the stuff. Yeah. I mean.
And I'm a fan of getting naked, but I was like, you just met. And you're staying at a hostel. Do they even shower there?
I thought about the showering thing too. They were both getting to their rooms like after a day.
I don't want to.
Yeah,
I mean,
don't even.
It was a nice adventure story, and we had a blast. You should listen to it for sure.
Yeah,
there's some great lines in there.
You sound judgy.
Well, I am a little. I'm a little judgy.
You were the one shouting through the whole thing.
Was I?
Don't you want to tell us about the Colosseum?
Oh, yeah. That was so funny. Whoa. I like that was my favorite comment.
Oh, I don't want to hear about that boring stuff. Right.
Yeah. You're adorable, Hooman.
Thanks.
Hey, Vin, Machine Head is at the Fox tomorrow night. You going to be there? Oh. I'll buy you a soda.
Oh.
No, I won't be there. Actually, long before the Machine Head topic ever came up, I didn't know they were even playing around here. I made plans to go to Disneyland with my family. And so there's
Vinny will be broadcasting live from Disneyland on Monday morning.
That's right.
And Tuesday, actually, you're not even going to be here. Scott Capro is going to fill
in. That's a travel day, right?
So you'll get to hear him, his take on the news. This should be
good. You fly down on Sunday, huh?
Sunday, yes. Morning, actually.
Oh, great. You'll have the whole day.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how the flights do.
Right. That's
true. Did Isla ask again yesterday? Is it tomorrow?
You know, it's been a Dad and Isla couple days now.
Oh, did you take my recommendation that I texted you?
I did.
What was the recommendation?
The movie Sing yesterday with my daughter, and she loved it.
Oh. I just want to say, we talk about Leap quite a bit, and that's kind of a throwaway animated film. But Sing is, were you able to predict which animal was going to win? Did you do the contest I asked you to do?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
And don't spoil it.
I don't know that, I thought that, well, whatever. It was fun. It's a fun movie. And we had fun.
Oh, 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 oh. Louder!
How much did you like them?
Anyway, the Disneyland topic has been Dad's leverage through this whole couple days. The whole...
You wouldn't want to screw up your trip to Disneyland.
I need you to eat because you know what? I can't bring you to if you're not feeling better because they both... Her and the missus have been sick. So I need
that
you.
Sucks.
And Dad's been pumping vitamin C like a lunatic.
I've seen your emergency on your desk.
Oh, my Lord. I am so... And sleeping in another room... And she got home last night at whatever the missus did at whatever time, and I'm like,
stay away.
Poor thing having to come into the city when she's so sick. Yeah. Oh.
Why don't you guys get a nanny? Hot nanny.
Hot nanny.
What did you pay for?
Yeah, because in the world I live in, we're on a budget. There is no extra funds for a nanny.
I mean, you should pay for a nanny for them. That'd be nice. That'd be a nice birthday gift. Give them a month of nanny.
How nice of you, Hooman.
Oh,
I'll start looking for that today.
Hooman. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's going to be a lot of Oscar talk. And Hooman, it's your time to shine.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.